Welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Mike Reed from Chiropractic Masters International. I want to welcome everybody, both clients and guests, to our special master talk. I do have a master on with me tonight. His name is Dr. Roger Turner. Roger runs the CATS technique, that's cranial adjusting Turner style. You can find him at catsworkshop.com. That's CATSworkshop.com. And Roger is truly a master. Not only is he a good friend, he's a mentor. I've taken his course, and I've been very privileged to see the miracles when I'm adjusting people. So without further ado, Roger, I want to welcome you on tonight's call, first of all.
Well, thanks for inviting us, Mike.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking a little beforehand about, you know, getting people to really wake up to above the Atlas. And remember, one thing that's very poignant that stuck out when we were conversing at one of your seminars, I think it was in Bahamas, you had mentioned that there's this disbelief that, you know, there's movement in the sutures. And even though the physiology shows that there's a vascular supply and a neurological supply, people still don't accept it. And this is a whole new sort of realm for a lot of people, although those who are using it do see the miracles. So, Roger, you know, just first of all, for the people listening in, let's just go back a little bit. Let's talk about your evolution, because it's a really, really interesting story and how you brought it to a point where you're able to do the cranial work really fast and dirty. What I mean by that is you're able to implement this technique in your practice, not only get results, and this doesn't even affect your flow. So, you know, let's bring all our listeners back a little bit to, you know, where you first learned and how you incorporated this into your practice.
I have six sons, all who were elite athletes when they were young. And one of the things that they did was they were Ontario and Canadian BMX champions. And one of my twins had a accident on the track where he got somebody's handlebar stuck in his helmet, and they flipped over and were in a pile on the track. And I was there in a few seconds, and as a chiropractor, you check him out. And I checked his neck. His atlas was out of whack. And he had a big bruise on the side of his head, which I didn't think anything about. So I adjusted his atlas, and he went back and raced and finished the day and did really well. He came home from school the next day and said to me, Dad, he said, I can't do math, I can't spell, I can't read. He said to me, am I going to die? So that's an 8-year-old thinking that all of a sudden he can't do the things he used to do. So it's your son. What do you do? You know, it's, you do whatever it takes. I flew to New York the next weekend and did Dr. Carl Ferrari's course on neural organizing technique. And I learned how to adjust the sphenoid. And that's where my son's bruise was on the side of his head, on the right-hand side. So that means the sphenoid had been moved across to the left and interfered with Broca's area.
Conference muted.
Go ahead.
That's where the... Broca's area is, which is speech and math. So I learned how to adjust the sphenoid. So I came back, I started working on my son, and within a week and a half, I had him back to normal. That's 23 years ago. If I did it now, it would only take me an afternoon. But I was just learning how to do it. So then we started doing other kids at the practice that had learning disabilities, and we were finding a pattern. Most of these kids had been born with forceps and or had head injuries of some kind. And all of them had their sphenoid out of place. So we started getting the same kind of results with these patients as we did with my son. Then parents would come in that we'd corrected their kid with learning disabilities, and they say, can you do anything with ADD or ADHD? And we started getting awesome results with that. Then I started realizing that there was more to it than just the sphenoid and developed techniques for being able to adjust all the different bones in the skull. And then we got asked, can you do autism? And back in those days, the answer was, you know, well, we don't know. We've never done that. But we'd love the opportunity to see how much we can do for them. So then we started doing autistic children and getting awesome results with autistic kids. We have now had 62 nonverbal autistics speak after the first few adjustments. And then we did a few downs. We turned downs around. Now we've progressed into doing major work on concussion. I've written a new book on concussion that gives you the solution for a concussion when you get hit in the head in a hockey or a soccer or a football. It can be thousands of pounds that are exerted on the head and knock these 22 bones in the skull out of place. And that puts pressure on the brain. decreasing the circulation, both cerebral spinal fluid and blood supply and oxygen to the brain. And then the part of the brain adjacent to the misalignment is not going to function as well. So you get all kinds of different symptoms with these kids. And with the concussions, the main things are headaches and brain fog and dizziness. And usually there's memory loss, and then there's personality problems, all because the skull is out of place. So if you, when you research concussion, they have excellent methods for being able to diagnose and grade concussions. But when it comes to the treatment protocol, all they have is return to play and talking about how long you should go without symptoms before you go back to play, but never any correction. So if you do not correct the positioning of the bones in the skull from the concussion, then it goes to post-concussion. So you've got the same symptoms, the same cause of the problem has not been corrected. Then if you don't correct that, 20 years down the line, you end up with dementias. We have done some research on Alzheimer's with Alzheimer organizations, and one of the things we asked the directors of this organization is, can you check your records to see how many of your Alzheimer's patients have had a head injury? And they came back to us and said every single one of them.
So everyone, that's amazing. Wow.
Every single one. There was nobody that didn't. So
you know, it's interesting that, you know, we talk about the physical, chemical, and emotional insults that can lead to subluxation patterns, including cranial. And we know physically can cause it, like concussion. But I want to come back to your autism spectrum disorders. And you said something, just for the listeners, a nonverbal autistic is usually an autistic child who really can't vocalize. And if you've seen autistic children, they usually make guttural sounds. Now, I was almost a bit of a skeptic when I heard this, but, you know, just being the researcher I am, I had to see it for myself. I had to experiment for myself. And we were in Bahamas. And I don't know if you remember that, a number of years ago. And you had a young boy that flew in, I believe, from British Columbia, or was he from Saudi Arabia? And you had worked on him as, you know, as a patient at the time, Roger, and this boy put about four words together. And it was really interesting for the doctors on this phone call. I've talked to my friends who are doing this, myself with an autistic child that I had in Turks and Caicos, and another good friend of mine. The most common words that the kids usually say is, "I love you, Mommy," and it's usually the first words that come out. So I want you to touch on that, because that's, you're telling me how it's more of a chemical insult from the thimerosal, the mercury. What's your experience with the autistic children, and why is this happening?
Well, we've done over 4,000 autistic special needs kids, and they're all have cranial misalignments. Now, the other thing that's common is that almost all of these kids have had vaccinations, and the insult from the mercury has damaged the brain. When you look at the statistics, even the falsified statistics that you get from California that aren't accurate at all, that says it's 1 in 53 child is in the autism spectrum disorder. Now, why is it just 1 and not all 53? You know, what is the difference? And they've all had the vaccinations. The difference is the one that ends up with the most problem is the one that has the skull out of place. The mercury and all the other aluminum and formaldehyde and all these other chemicals that are in the vaccinations get into the brain, and then the brain swells up as a reaction, an inflammatory process. And where so the mercury can get into the brain, but when it swells up, it can't get out. And if you've seen the University of Calgary video where it shows how the mercury destroys the brain cells in just a short period of time, it gets in there, can't get out, and destroys things. So when you're correcting the kids in the autism spectrum, which includes your ADD and your ADHD and your Rett's and your Asperger's and all these other particular diagnoses, it's all just a degree of the same kind of problem. They've all got cranial misalignments. This is why they have their problems. They can be toxic. They can have bad diet. All those sort of things are triggers. But the key is that the positioning of the bones in the skull are out of place, interfering with how the brain functions. So as chiropractors, we're dealing with brain function from the atlas down and how it affects the organs and the muscles and everything. But doing above the atlas, you're doing the main control mechanism for the body. The brain controls everything. So if it has the same kind of interference that you're talking about in the spine, in the skull, then you can affect so many things. And just in the beginning, when you're starting off doing this as a beginning CATS practitioner, you're going to start doing the patients that you have in your office with the regular conditions that you have. The first thing you notice is you start to get better results with your current patients. Because if the skull is misaligned, it's going to interfere with how the brain functions, and you do not hold your cervical adjustments if the skull is out of place.
It was really interesting too, Rogers. One of the things that I got from you, which we see, is challenges in adults that have a lot of memory issues or even cognitive abilities. You know, you mentioned the dementias. We see that with a lot of our patients. And, you know, the people I check, you know, there'd be a lot of temporal bone issues as well that I check. So maybe just comment on that, like what your experience is with some of the cognitive problems that adults are seeing.
Well, adults are just big kids. I mean, they've had these head injuries. There can be a number of head injuries that they've had throughout their life, and it's going to interfere with brain function. And as you get older, it can show up and manifest in all kinds of different ways. And short-term memory problems is going to be a indent right behind the frontal bone. That's going to interfere with short-term memory. And then the other part that affects memory is the amygdala, which is sort of a prong-shaped section of the brain that goes on either side of the cellatursica, which is
holds the pituitary gland.
Pituitary gland is what I think.
Yeah.
So it goes right beside there. So when the skull gets twisted, it affects the amygdala, and that affects your memory. So there's usually two areas that are affecting memory. Now, you talked about the temporal bone. If you've got we have patients with epilepsy that we're able to help. Epilepsy is always a flat left temporal bone. So we're able to pull that out, and we have many, many cases of epilepsy that we've been able to turn around.
And, you know, what's really interesting is even taking it a little bit further because, you know, one of the most common things that you see is that sphenoid. I love that sphenoid adjustment and the Broca's areas with the kids. But you're also doing facial cosmetic, which is really interesting for the doctors. You've seen, you're looking at a patient, they're lying supine, you're looking down, and they've got that crooked nose or they've got the orbits that are totally unlevel. And, you know, people look totally different when you're looking at them upside down. And you can actually do cranial adjusting for the face. And I have to give you credit, Roger. You taught me how to do that nose adjustment, which, wow, I absolutely love that thing. So let's just talk about, you know, the natural cosmetics that you do.
Well, the facial adjusting is just adjusting the cranial bones that are in the face, the maxilla, the nasal bone, the septum, the zygomatic. All of those things are movable. So when you get punched in the nose, it can move the nasal bones over, and if it's a real hit with a cross check from something, a hockey stick or something, you can deviate the septum. And both of those things can be corrected. We can straighten noses, and it improves their ability to breathe, takes the pressure off the sinuses. They usually drain their sinuses like crazy after you do the first few adjustments on that. Zygomatic, you can get a punch in the zygomatic or a kick in the zygomatic, and it can shift it on the maxilla and push it against the side on the temporal bone. And you can look at these people, and they don't look symmetrical. So you can correct that kind of thing. And then the orbits, all kinds of different injuries can affect the orbits. I had one just last week that the actual orbit on the top was cracked, and it had been 10 years since he'd had it done, and he'd had surgery done and everything, and it was still cracked and not in proper position. So we moved it over, moved it in position. His eyebrows look straight now, and he could even see better after doing the correcting the orbits. So all of these bones can be, all 22 bones in the skull can be misaligned with a head injury of some kind, and they can all be put back into place.
And that's so amazing. It was interesting. Before we started this call, you and I have a conversation. You know, Roger Turner's son, Rory, has come on into practice, and it's a lot more difficult building a practice today than maybe 20, 30 years ago when we started. But I also believe that when you have an extra arrow in your quiver, it gives you that extra tool to pull out. And for those interesting cases, you know, the frustration when you're starting out in practice, you don't have that certainty or that technical skill. We were saying that technical swagger that a lot of us would have after years of practice. But when you have that cranial approach, that creates uniqueness. It creates what I call in marketing the purple cow. It sets you unique in a blue ocean where you can actually start to capture those really challenging cases versus just the regular chiropractic. And this has created a real phenomenal response in your practice. You now have a 3-month waiting list because of this, Roger. Not only are you a great teacher at what you do, but you're internationally renowned for teaching this. And for the doctors who are on this call, this has got to go on your bucket list. You just do it. Just trust me on this one. I've taken his course, and I wouldn't have Roger on here unless I wasn't an advocate of his teachings. But it's creating a 3-month waiting list. And here's a question I get from doctors. How can I create that sort of purple cow effect using this? And, you know, what did maybe Roger do? And, you know, how do I incorporate this into my already busy practice?
Well, the first thing, the first important thing is that how you grow a practice and get this international acclaim is by getting outstanding results that other people are not
getting.
Like we get so many people that have been to most of the people, all of the people that we get have been everywhere else. They've been to many chiropractors. They've been through the medical system. Every patient that we get is a medical failure. And some of them are because chiropractors haven't been able to correct it either. I mean, you get headaches, for instance. We get people that have had headaches for 44 years and 22 years. The 44 years is the one on the on our Turn Wellness website, that a fellow got hit in the head with a log and had a headache every day for 44 years. And when he came to us, he'd been to 24 different practitioners, 12 different medical doctors, 12 different chiropractors. The last chiropractor he went to was somebody who'd taken my course, and he said to him, okay, you just got to go right to Turner. He'll be able to fix it for you. In 2 days, I had this guy with a headache-free. Nobody had adjusted his cranial bone, and you could see the indent on his forehead from the log. And that had messed up the atlas, which nobody was able to adjust because the occiput was right against the atlas. And so you've got a lateral atlas on the left, occiput inferior on the right. So when you adjust the atlas across it, it was just banging into the occiput. So I'm getting no results at all. So we just moved up the occiput, and I was able to adjust the atlas. So it's the biggest thing for being able to be unique and be competitive is getting results that nobody else is getting and be the go-to guy in your area.
And you can also charge for that, Roger. I remember at the time I took your course, you're saying, hey, charge an extra $5. People will pay for it. So has that been your experience as well?
As far as fees are concerned, I've always been just a little bit more than everybody else. And people come to us because of that. So our fees are just naturally higher. But we have some guys that incorporate it into the practice and start charging extra for it.
And, you know, I do recommend you do charge extra for it, and that's, you know, people are willing to pay a premium, especially if you have that uniqueness. You know, I've seen a lot of kids in my practice, and you mentioned it in your notes when we were talking about setting up this talk tonight, Roger, plagiocephaly. And this is where you get a lot of the kids who have the babies, newborns, that have the abnormally shaped heads, and the medical approach is put them in a plastic cap and, you know, sort of like braces for the teeth, reshape the shape of the skull. I learned that technique from you, and it's pretty amazing. So maybe just comment on the kids with abnormal head shapes.
So plagiocephaly is the abnormal shape of the head. That can be a flat back of the head. That can be the front that's flat on one side and flat on the opposite side, so it sticks out on the opposite sides. So this puts a tremendous amount of pressure on the brain and interferes with both the cerebral spinal fluid flow and the blood flow to the brain. And then these are the kind of kids that end up with these huge problems later on in life. We just had one that you can't even tell she was plagiocephaly before, and that's what the mother said to me. She said, I won't even know how much good you've done because we're not going to see all these things. They're not going to see the difficulty with speech or the difficulty with walking and talking and all of these things. So you can reshape the position of the bones in the skull. It was in 1867 that Monroe Kelly said that you can't move the bones in the skull. That's really old information. I mean, we're moving them all the time. The sutures have a 1/100 of an inch space where, like you said before, they have a blood supply and a nerve supply and connective tissue. And they can get knocked out of place. To do the adjustments, you use between 10 and 15 pounds pressure to move the bones. when you get kicked in the head or punched in the head, it can be 1,000 pounds pressure. Or if you're born with forceps, and that's a huge amount of pressure put on that very delicate soft skull with these hard metal forceps, putting huge indents in the sides of the skull. So these things can be corrected. These kids can be rejuvenated or returned to health. It depends on how much brain damage there is in there. We have some of our autistic kids that we've never been able to get them to speak, but their behavior has improved. Their ability to manage their own personal hygiene has improved, things like that that they couldn't do at all before. But a couple of them had just such extensive damage from the vaccinations that we've not been able to get them back as far as we would like. But the teachers will tell the parents, he didn't get adjusted this week, did he? Because they can tell by the behavior. Their behavior will not be calm and cooperative. They will be belligerent and cause issues and throw tantrums and stuff. So even some of the patients that we haven't been able to correct, as far as speech is concerned, you are able to improve behavior.
And the parents notice the difference as well. I know we had this lady in Turks whose young girl, she was 9 years old, very autistic, with the writhing moments with her arms and her head and wouldn't look at you. And roughly, you know, we had her under care for about 6 weeks. And I know the mother was defending chiropractic, and she used to just, you know, defend chiropractic, saying, I know my daughter, she's different under chiropractic care, and she's putting, you know, 3-4 word sentences together, this chiropractic shit works. And this is how she used to defend chiropractic and, you know, go see my chiropractor. And that helped get the practice a lot busier. So, Roger, all of this experience, I mean, you've got a 3-month waiting list, you've got a great practice. What inspired you to write this concussion book? We were talking earlier about Sidney Crosby, and, you know, just looking at him, you know, he's got his phenoid out, the atlas out. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, we started to see a lot of concussion patients, and again, it was one of my sons who had a concussion playing football and got knocked unconscious, got his couldn't tell where he was and where he'd been the day before, and we had to take him off the field, and I checked him out, and his atlas was out of place, and his sphenoid and temporal bone, both were way out of whack. So I adjusted his neck, and he got his vision back right away. Now, adjusting his neck means I'm doing his atlas and I'm doing his occiput at the same time. And then sphenoid was out of place. Sphenoid is also vision. So within a few minutes, I've got him back so that he's cognizant again and he knows where he is. And so as a one of the star players on the team, what does he want to do? He wants to go right back on the field. I said, no, you're not going back on any field right now. You got to take the time to get this corrected and have it heal. So this is how we started. That was my first actual diagnosed concussion patient. But then when you look back at it, we've been doing it for 20 years. So many of these other people that we've done with headaches and all these cognitive problems, they were all concussions when you talk to them. They were hit in the head. Some of them were knocked unconscious. Some of them not. Like I asked my son who played football, I said he went on to university to play University of Ottawa as a running back. And I said, did you ever have another concussion while you were away and didn't tell me about it? He said, well, yeah, I had one when I was snowboarding. But I said, but did you have any when you were playing football? He said, no more concussions. I said, how many times did you get your bell rung? He said, oh, every practice, every game. And they don't, and it's my son, and he doesn't even think it's serious to have his bell rung. So the athletes don't think it's serious. They don't want to admit that they've had a concussion. They are of the opinion that if you've got a concussion, you're a paper ass and you're a wuss. You know, you don't want to mention that you can't think or can't remember things. So it's a condition that is not acknowledged, and the kids don't want to say they've got it because then they'll lose their position on the team and they'll lose player status. So they don't mention it because, you know, as long as you're not carried off the field and you can still walk, then some of these teams will still play you. So that was how we started with it. Then we started seeing a lot of concussion patients coming in through the door. And then with all the notoriety that Crosby got for concussion, sitting there knowing that I can fix these things, so then we started writing another book. That was my I've written 14 books. That was my 13th book. So I put together all the research on all the different experts on concussion, and nobody had a clue that the position of the bones are even involved. So episode, and we had to get that out there, and that's what we're doing. I just got the final copy of my third edition of the book. I picked it up today, and we are starting this week to send it out to all of the sports teams, NFL, NHL, CFL, basketball even. I mean, like Kobe Bryant just had another hit to the head, along with his ankle and his shoulder problem. So,
and you know, the doctors who take your course and can learn this technique, I mean, you get one athlete under care and you follow, you know, my techniques that I teach. Of getting one testimonial, it's game over, because if you have a Sidney Crosby or a Kobe Bryant that's going to give you a video testimonial and you put it on your website, man, you're going to have a flood of people coming in because you're now the expert and it's validated. So I just want to interrupt here for a second, because I know some doctors are thinking, how can I get this new concussion book? I mean, I got dibs on the first one, guys, so get in the back of the line. But you know, if they want to get hold of, and I'll talk about your course, which I do highly recommend these doctors take, and the purpose of this call is not to pitch, you know, Roger's courses, to introduce him to the field, because some of you may have seen him at Parker, and if you've seen him at Parker checking skulls, there's usually a lineup, you know, down the aisle and around the corner. So let's just talk about how they can get your book first, Roger.
They can call the office directly. The Barry office is 705-735-6999. And you can speak to my wife, who's my office manager, and you can order it there. Or you can go on our website, catsworkshop.com, and order it through on PayPal there. We are going to have it available as an e-book, but that's just in the final stages of getting it set up. So that's not available just yet. So the book is $25,
okay. And
it explains all of the research that we've done on how the force of the trauma affects the brain. We've developed a very different hypothesis for what happens inside the head when it gets hit. And how that happened is we were at the post office several months ago, and I banged up against a bunch of pop bottles in plastic cases, and I watched the ripple of the force of the banging into the bottles ricochet across the top of the bottles. So I'm standing there banging these bottles and watching how the line of drive of the ricochet across the top ripple goes across the top of the bottles, and my wife comes up to me. She says, "What are you doing?" I said, "Babe, look at this. Look at how it goes. Look what happens when you hit it. It's like when you throw a pebble into the water and skip it across the water. The concentric circles that come off it don't just go in the line of the force of the stone. They go in concentric circles in all directions, which means the force of a concussion doesn't just go right where it's hit, and then the old thinking is the coup and countercoup, where the countercoup is where you hit the floor once you've been hit. The actual force of the blow goes through the entire brain in all different directions, up, down, in all different directions. Then when you have a subsequent concussion, you've got the main damage where you were hit, and then the second concussion goes in all different directions and will adversely affect the original concussion even more. So this is very new stuff. In the book, it's got all the diagrams about how this works. So the original thing was coup and countercoup, and now it's a totally different concept when you understand the water dynamics of how the force of the blow goes right through the skull. One of the PowerPoint slides that we have is a karate guy doing an elbow on a stack of six bricks with a towel on top, so he doesn't hurt his elbow. But the force of the punch or the hit with his elbow goes right through all six bricks and breaks them all. So one of the problems with all the professional athletes and even the younger athletes is they think that with helmet, they're invincible. But they're not. The force of that drive goes right through the helmet, right into the skull.
And that's amazing, because it's funny you mentioned that. I'm listening to you, and the first thing that popped in my head was Krav Maga. I've taken Krav Maga courses in the past. I've watched the slow motion videos of someone getting hit in the jaw or the head, and you can actually see the ripple effect right through the skull of the other side. And that's what made me think, yeah, maybe these guys need to get a checkup too. Roger, we've been speaking for about half an hour, and you know, I've got a lot of doctors on this call tonight. So what I want to do is open up for some Q&A. And before I do so, just let's just go through your contact information. It's catsworkshop.com, CATSworkshop.com. And your phone number one more time is
705-735-6999. That's the Barry office.
Fantastic. And your workshops that you teach, what cities are you teaching in right now?
Okay. We do not teach workshops in the summer. I don't want to do them, and people don't want to come in the summer. So the next one is we're doing level two in September in Dallas. We are now accredited by Parker Chiropractic College, so you can get CE hours for taking our course in Dallas. The next Canadian ones are Edmonton, October 3rd and 4th, Toronto, October 17, 18, then Chicago, 24th and 25th of October. We're speaking at Parker on June the 7th on our concussion program. And then the next one, we always do a hotspot. You participated in the hotspot in the Bahamas. So this year it's Costa Rica, and we do a week-long seminar in that we do the seminar the first 2 days. Then we get together every day with the chiropractors that are there, and we adjust each other. We all need intensive care by the same guy, not getting hit and miss adjustments and not having x-rays and not having proper treatment protocol. We all need to be adjusted on an intense basis. So you get adjusted for a whole week. And
fantastic. So Costa Rica, that's cool.
Yes. Last year, we invited a couple of patients to come along. It was the first time we'd done that. And they were there as the volunteer their heads for everybody to check. And they got adjusted every day like everybody else. And they ended up going home in the best shape they've ever been. So it's also open to patients now, too.
It's cool. Roger, let me... And all the lines are open, guys. Just remember, you're on a live call here, so make sure you're in a quiet room and there's no background noise, please. So state your name, where do you practice, and what's your question for Dr. Roger Turner?
Hey, David Demikoff.
Dave, where do you practice?
David Demikoff, Sarasota, Florida.
Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy? Thanks for being on tonight.
Good. Yeah, Roger, quick question. Headache protocol, and what do you do, or how does that part of the concussion protocol, or is it something completely different?
Well, headaches can be in all different areas of the head. I mean, the main headache scenario that you see is suboccipital headaches. Excuse me. Starting in the atlas is out of place and the occiput is out of place. So that's going to be your tension headaches at the back. Then they will come up and around. You can have temporal headaches, and then you go around into the side of between the eyebrow and the ear is where the sphenoid is. That's where migraines are. You cannot correct migraines by adjusting the atlas. You may be able to lessen the pain. You may be able to take it away temporarily because you're taking away the tension from the occiput, but the sphenoid has to be put back into place. That's what causes migraine headaches. Then with the sphenoid, you can have headaches that go in behind the eyes. You can also have cluster headaches, frontal headaches. So it depends what part of the skull is out of place. So that's one of the things that you'll start off with as a CATS practitioner, is being able to handle all these different kind of headaches that do not respond to just cervical adjustments. And you're from Sarasota in Florida?
Yes.
I need some new guys in Florida. My one go-to guy in Florida has retired, so I need some new guys in Florida to be able to send people to. I get requests every day for chiropractors in different parts of the world.
Wow, thank you.
Mike was saying one of the things, what do you do to get that 3-month waiting list? One of the big things is our website. So our patient website is turnerwellness.com. You can go on there and have a look and see the videos and testimonies that we have. This morning I gave my wife 6 new patients to call that we got from the internet over the weekend.
And, you know, if I could just share, Dave, and, you know, Dave was with us down in Mexico a little while ago for a social media camp. And for the doctors on this call, one of the most powerful things you can do, and this is, you know, both the Turners, both Alan and Roger, why they're so successful in practice is the power of the testimonial. So these guys have it on the websites. When Alan does a workshop, when we're talking, this guy gets 150 to 350 people to his workshops, he puts on a video of testimonials. Testimonials sell. So when you capture a miracle in your practice, just don't celebrate and give it a high five. Get it on video. Ask the mother or the parent or the patient themselves if they can give you a unsolicited video on how this adjustment changed their lives. And people will be more than happy to do it if you just ask. And it's easy to do. If you have to give an ethical bribe, like a protein bar or something, or just a hug, I don't care what it is, but ask for a testimonial, put it on your website, and it's really game over.
Everybody is more than willing to do that when you ask them. You know, they're
sure, absolutely.
They're so stoked that they've got results that they want to tell everybody.
They want to share with the whole world. And, you know, do a video testimonial. If you don't know how to do a video testimonial, you just take, you know, an angle shot as if they're being interviewed. Do it as a bus shot, just like from the neck up. And, you know, just you'll kill it. You'll absolutely kill it if you get on your website. All right, next up, next caller. Who's got a question for Dr. Turner?
Before we go to the next one, the new concussion book that's available now, there's
yes.
25, and I call them transformational reports, 25 testimonies in there. Because a patient will read that, and they'll see, that's me, that's what I've got. And they'll say, well, maybe I can be helped too. So they are so much better than your advertising for posture and for proper gardening tips and stuff like that. Here's somebody who's had a headache. This is what the cause of the problem was. They don't have it anymore. That's what people want to hear.
Fantastic. All right, who's got the next question for Dr. Turner? And Dave, if you have another question, you come back in.
I had muted my phone, sorry. No, that definitely answered my question. I had worked with Dr. Mark Pick in Beverly Hills immediately after my graduation and done a lot of cranial work, and kind of got out of it after I moved to Florida and didn't have, you know, the mentor sitting by my side. So this is definitely something that sounds interesting to me. I did not get the chance to look at your website yet, so I will absolutely check that out and kind of see when I can catch up and get to one of the seminars.
All right.
All right, name the questions.
Yeah, it's Bob Pike from Keswick.
Good day, Bob.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being on tonight.
Hey, great to hear you, Roger. Thanks for sharing what you know. Thanks, Mike, for doing this. I got a question about spectrum just mentioned. I just got on now. I had a trouble getting on the call. Roger, you've talked at all your seminars about nonverbal autistic kids speaking. So could you speak to that in terms of the wellness application of cranial adjustments, in that there's so many kids right now, what is it, 1 in 68 in New Jersey, who are autistically labeled, and how does this relate to other spectrum disorders like ADHD, for example?
Well, they call it a spectrum because it's all different degrees of the same kind of problem. You start off with learning disabilities, then you get behavior problems, then your ADD and your ADHD, then it gets into Asperger's and Rett's and autism. And then you have low functioning and high functioning. So it's all just a degree of the same sort of thing. But every single one of these kids have cranial misalignments is the major cause. There are all kinds of other things that are involved. The vaccinations can be involved. They can be toxic. They can have bad diets. There can be stress. All these kind of other things, which are triggers for most conditions, will play a big role with these autistic kids in this spectrum. So the thing is that the statistics that you get out of the states, we now find out that they've been altered, and even the 1 in 53, the statistics from California, they took out a huge segment of the research part. They took out all the black kids that had the issues and didn't count them in the statistics. So the statistics are much higher than we've been led to believe. So it's a common thing, and the vaccinations, of the 4,000 kids that we've checked, there's all but three of them that weren't within days or weeks of having vaccinations. So it's a huge additional causative factor. But the reason why these kids have the problems is because the skull is already out of place, and they can't handle the level of toxicity from the vaccinations.
You're talking about birth trauma or any kind of trauma?
Any kind of trauma when they're young. I mean, birth trauma is huge. Forceps, vacuum extraction. And back when we were in chiropractic college, we all thought that, you know, C-section, they just cut them open and they pop out, right? But that's not the way it works at all. They have to get in there and forcibly extract these kids from their mothers. And they use instrumentation of some kind. And
there's nothing gentle about C-section.
There is nothing. And when somebody says they've had a C-section, automatically I ask with, you know, what instrumentation was used. Was there any marks or bruises on the child's head right after? Because they've used instrumentation to pull them out. So the incidence is very high of these traumas from the birth. And then when a child is learning how to walk, I mean, the reason why they call them toddlers is because they're not stable, and they fall all over the place and hit their heads on coffee tables and chairs and fireplaces, and anything that's hard can knock the head out of place. And even the amount of force from a standing position falling forward and hitting your head is significant enough to crack the skull. So when you're asking about did you have any head injuries, the usual answer by the parents is nothing that I had to take the child to the hospital for.
Yeah.
One day I had adjusted a little guy. He was probably two at a toddler stage. I adjusted him, corrected him, and I was doing the mother. And so he walked across the room, tripped and fell and hit his head on the leg of a chair. So the mother picked him up. He stopped crying within 2 minutes. I said, let's just check him again, make sure he's okay. And he had knocked the front of his head out of place. So they would think nothing of that. It only took a couple of minutes, and the kid was okay. So the incidence of getting hit when you're young is significant. I mean, it happens all the time. Now, I don't know what phase of the call you got on, but we have now had 62 nonverbal autistics speak in the office.
Well, it was 42 last time I spoke with you.
Well, that must have been a couple of years ago. So we just had our 62nd the other day, and they were in the office today. This kid is now speaking in 4- and 5-word sentences and coming up with new words like crazy.
Yep.
The parents
That's
are
awesome.
Just stoked that now they're gonna now they say, now we've got a normal kid. He's teasing me, and he's playing games and asking questions, things that they didn't have before. And to these parents, this is huge. That all of a sudden their kids can do these things when they thought they were going to have a lifetime of not being able to do anything with their children.
Yep.
All right. All right, guys. I got time for one more question. Who's got a question for Dr. Turner?
Thanks, Raj.
Hi, this is Dr. Krekus.
Hey, Doc. Thanks for being on. Where do you practice?
We're in Springfield, Virginia.
All right. Fantastic.
Very good. My wife and I were both upper cervical chiropractors, and so we see lots of concussion patients, and we get good results with that. We're very interested in the cranial work. We're somewhat familiar with it, not familiar with CATS work, so we're very interested in helping our patients with that. The question I have is are you familiar with the concussion, headache, migraine, brain injury work that that Dr. Scott Rosa is doing, and the new book that just came out, which was co-authored by several medical doctors and Dr. Rosa, who again is a chiropractor, called the Craniocervical Junction and MRI, which goes into a lot of the mechanism of cranial and head trauma and brain injury and concussion. And I think what you're doing and what that work is showing need to be put together, and both sides need to know what each other's doing. Are you familiar with that work?
No.
You're not?
It must have just come out after I've done all my research, because I haven't heard of that. But again, when you just have to say medical doctors, and you know what direction it's going to go in. They don't even know that the bones in the skull are involved.
That's not the case with it's not the case with these. They understand that the chiropractor that works with them is kind of leading the direction. They're using upright MRIs to study CSF flow, and they understand what happens when the cranial bones, when the atlas, the occiput's out of alignment, they actually now understand that that's creating a large portion of the problem with concussion and migraines.
So that's all they're doing is occiput and atlas?
Right now, yes. And so that's why with what you're doing is I think is important. But I think it's both ways. I think what they've learned is very important as well as what you you're doing.
Yeah, well, then when the skull is out of place, it's definitely going to interfere with the cerebrospinal fluid. I mean, that's a given.
Right,
But it's not just atlas and occiput. I mean, it's the whole skull. It depends where they've got hit and how the skull reacts when it gets hit. Because it's not just where the trauma occurs, because the line of drive goes throughout the entire skull. So it can affect things on the opposite sides. So what we do is we teach how to adjust all the bones in the skull.
Yeah, and I think for the doctors on this this call, like if you have not taken a Rogers course, you know, it really is everything above the atlas. And I think that's what's really important with regards to, you know, just immersing yourself in his teachings and get out to a course and go for a weekend, go to Costa Rica, and I think you'll see you'll be enlightened as to what you can really do. So, hey, Roger, just because I want to close up this call, we're just coming to the end. And thanks, Docs, for your inquiry. Let's one more time, how can they get your information and your website?
Well, they have three options. One is they can take one of the seminars, and they can register online at catsworkshop.com. That's a secure site. You can also order DVDs of the workshop. It's a full length DVD of an entire workshop, both level 1, 2, and 3, where the normal fee for the workshops, all three levels, is $13.47, and then you get two complimentary DVDs with it. One is a summary of level 1 technique, and the other one is the posters and forms that we use, and you get a cranial mapping poster, which you can put up in your office. That's a extra bonus of $500. The special that we have on right now is you can get all three levels of the DVDs for $1,000. So you can order that at thecatsworkshop.com.
So the all right, one so is catsworkshop.com.
Yes, so you can take a workshop. So we gave out the schedule before about Edmonton, October 3rd and 4th, Toronto, October 17, 18, Chicago, 24th, 25th, and Costa Rica, 7th through to the 14th. So then there's the third option is that if you don't have time to do the DVDs or take the workshop, you can refer your special needs people with concussions and these special needs kids to either our office in Barrie in Toronto, or we've taught over 1,200 chiropractors now. So we have an extensive list of chiropractors throughout the world that can do our technique.
All right, Roger. Thanks again for being on tonight's call, on tonight's Master Talk, for sharing your wealth of knowledge with the chiropractic profession. So, docs, until our next Master Talk, Power Talk, or CA call, keep practicing with passion. Roger, thanks again for being on.
Pleasure.
All right. Take care, guys. We'll see you next day.